told them you'd go quietly. No!
You know there's no way I can handle a cage, man.
I don't care. You gotta go down. It's gotta be that way.
Okay, man. Okay. I'm screwed. I'm gonna go to jail, and I'll pay, and Johnny Utah gets this guy. Right? Good for you. That's real good. You're gonna be a big hero now. But look at it, Johnny. Look at it! This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, man. Just let me go out there. Let me get one wave before you take me. One wave. I mean, where am I gonna go, man? Cliffs on both sides. I'm not gonna paddle to New Zealand. My whole life has been about this moment, Johnny. Come on, compadre. Come on.
Dios.
What the fuck, Utah?
What do you think you're doing?
You let him go!
No, I didn't.
Back in.
He's not coming back.
nothing fulfilled. Off the pages and the TV screen, another world where nothing's true. Dripping through
I'm not going anywhere. I'm God now, you understand?
God's not supposed to be a hack horror writer.
But maybe I can help you believe. Look around when you wake up. Did I ever tell you my favorite color was blue?
Did you have a brain tumor for breakfast?
You are confirmed on Pan Am Flight 441 to Rio de Janeiro tomorrow evening, 11 p.m., first class.
That's terrific. Thank you.
You reconfirmed this morning.
You bet I did. I'm a bearer for detail. I hope there's nobody sitting next to me. You see, I always travel first class, and I take both seats up. I'm in bridge work, construction. These foldouts take a tremendous amount of space up, and I need the space.
I'm afraid there is someone sitting next to you.
Ah, for God, Don. Who is it, Mr. Sinlinden?
No, the name's Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh? Ah, is that Morris or Pierre?
Sally Ann Kavanaugh.
Sally Ann, well, terrific.
In fact, you purchased the ticket for Miss Cavanaugh.
Doesn't mean I want her sitting next to me, does it?
I'm sorry, the flight's full. She's connecting out of Provo.
Oh, all right, fine. Provo, Spain?
Utah.
Utah.
That must be your friend over there. That didn't leave much of him.
Must have cut his heart out, eh?
Yes. That's what I meant. Poor bastard.
The Night Rider. That is his name. The Night Rider.
The Night Rider.
Remember him when you look at the night sky.
I will.
Take your hat off.
Anything you say.
Anything I say. What a wonderful philosophy you have. Take him away. Baba. Johnny.
Nevertheless, at the risk of imposing, I would like you to see my new piece. It would be a tremendous honor for me.
Oh, no. The honor would be all mine.
Grazie, Wolfgang.
Grazie lei, Signor Antonio.
Honor to Vienna and to me.
I never knew that the music like that was possible.
You flatter me.
No, no. One hears such sounds, and what can one say but Salieri?
that girl the other night had it for me. Look what I just got in the mail. Dear Mr. Quick, I couldn't help but acknowledge the obvious electric attraction between the two of us, huh? Perhaps we should have dinner and talk. Please respond. Evergreen 20304, signed truly Miss Dominique LaRue. See? That girl coming by here the other night didn't have nothing to do with that cop that came by your apartment. She made Smalls bring in so she could meet me. She probably seen me up on the boulevard at the picture show and wanted to meet me ever since.
Quick, I asked you not to mess with that woman.
Sugar, she came after me. And besides, we don't even know if she's still down with Calhoun. Least I'm gonna do is find out.
Dominique LaRue. Now, where'd she get that French name?
She's Creole.
Oh, well, you don't wanna mess around with one of them Creole women. Yeah, you fuck around and get a root put on your ass.
What's a root?
It's like a voodoo curse. All them Creole girls know how to do it.
Oh, get out of here.
No, man, he's not lying. He's serious. What's the name of that guy who had the voodoo curse put on it?
Wallace Walcott. He was messing around with a Creole girl and played her dirty, and she put voodoo on him. Shit, his dick shrunk up the size of a cocktail weenie.
No, it didn't. That's bullshit. You guys gotta get out of the jungle with that witchcraft jazz, man.
Just don't like her, Quick.
Look, all I want to do is find out if she's still down with Calhoun, all right? And as far as the witchcraft stuff goes, that's y'all's thing.
And they can bury your drawers in the yard and you can't leave the house either.
Yeah. Bury your drawers in the yard.
Yeah, the
whole place. He just wakes up tonight.
What's gonna happen tonight?
You'll see.
You can do it! You can do it all night long!
I'm gonna go do it!
It's me, your daddy, Roberto.
Daddy?
You know, I seen you on the ESPN when they was talking about you being drafted by the NFL.
Not going to the NFL. I'm going to stay in school and graduate.
The hell with school, dopey? Take the money. You and me could be partners, just like that Tiger Woods and his daddy.
Nice hit, Mama.
Can see paradise by the dashboard light.
you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me aware? Do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me aware? I gotta know right now, before we go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever?
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning.
I gotta know right now, do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me your wife? I gotta know right now, before we go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever? What's it gonna be, boy? Come on. I can wait all night. What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no? What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no?
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Well, let me sleep on it.
Observing you here now for the last 4 weeks, and I don't see any evidence of mental illness at all. And I think that you've been trying to put us on all this time.
You know, what do you want me to do? I'm like, you know. You know what I mean? Is that it? Is that crazy enough for you? Want me to take a shit on the floor? Christ.